This is Vatican Radio, and I'm Susie Hodges. Young people in Europe face more and more daunting challenges nowadays, especially when it comes to finding a job. In some southern European nations, as many as half of all young people are unemployed. In recognition of those challenges, the Commission of the Bishops' Conferences of the European Community, or COMECE, was one of the organisers of a conference at the European Parliament on Wednesday entitled Creating New Opportunities for Young People. The moderator at the conference was Father Frank Turner of the Jesuit Social Centre in Brussels. I asked him whether he believes the dramatic increase in youth unemployment is the main challenge facing young people nowadays. What for you is the most worrying aspect about the situation which faces young people? Is it the frightening levels of youth unemployment?
Certainly that, especially in some countries, over 50% in Greece and in Spain. Secondly, I think the fact that the attempts to respond to that seem to often to lead young people into a vicious cycle between unemployment and temporary employment of very poor quality. So kind of rhythms of a few months in a poor job and then they lose that job, either because they're not skilled or because employers want temporary workers and not permanent workers with better rights and conditions. And then they're back to unemployment. So subjectively, it's a terrible experience for young people and a demoralizing one. When this appears on a mass scale, I think it's an extraordinary social evil.
What proposals are going to be put forward to try to circumvent this or get round it, as you say, and to make young people feel that they are included in today's society, that they do have a future?
There are schemes from the European Commission and from the European Parliament, but their competence in this area is very limited. Employment policy is the competence of member states, and the schemes are very different from country to country, depending on the levels of unemployment and depending on the financial resources of the governments, which, for example, are hugely stretched in Spain and Greece and Portugal, where the situation is worst of all. So there isn't a single answer, but certainly there are initiatives at different levels, one of to provide sufficient guarantees of training or access to employment and skills training, 6 billion euros, but taken from other sources, for work experience schemes of different kinds. And there are also, I think, attempts to support people in the work, so some mentoring and some skills training on the job, not just in preparation for it. An expression common in Brussels is NEET. Not in education, employment or training. Yeah, that's the worst situation in which many young people are.
And what would be your message if you had to send a message to European governments about this issue? What would you be saying?
Two things. I think in the longer term, there is hope, but the hope could be defeated by the present level of policies. The hope comes ironically from a problem, I think, that we hear a lot about the problems of European demography, that in a couple of decades, there will be far fewer active workers compared with the number of people in retirement. Of course, that means that the demand for workers will be much higher in even 5 years from now, the projections. There will be jobs for young people in 5 years, but 5 years is an awfully long time in the time of a young adult. And unless there are active policies to train and animate them and to encourage them, those people may almost be lost before they start. That's the real worry, both in terms of the persons concerned and the long-term health of our societies.